Hey everyone, welcome back to the Origin Podcast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Today we're diving into something that sounds super technical, but is actually a game changer for microscopy.
Right. So we're talking about this new method called NP-Cloud, which I know sounds like some kind of weather service, but it's actually about fixing a huge problem in super resolution microscopy.
Ha. Yeah, not quite weather forecasting. So here's the thing. When scientists are trying to image things at the molecular level, like really tiny structures inside cells, they use this technique called single molecule localization microscopy, or SMLM.
And the problem is, these experiments take a long time, right? Like, we're talking thousands of camera frames over minutes or even hours.
Exactly. And during that time, the sample is drifting around. It's like trying to take a super high-resolution photo while everything's slowly moving. You end up with this blurry mess instead of the crisp image you need.
Oh, that's frustrating. So scientists have been trying to correct for this drift computationally, but the current methods aren't great?
Yeah, that's putting it mildly. The traditional methods are either super unreliable or ridiculously slow. Like, we're talking days of computation time in some cases. Days.
Wow. So this new NP-Cloud method, what makes it different?
Okay, so the clever part is in the name, nearest paired cloud. Basically, instead of dividing everything into grids like the old methods, NP-Cloud looks at each molecule and finds its nearest neighbor in the next data segment. Then it calculates how far that pair has moved.
So it's using the actual precise positions of the molecules instead of lumping them into bins.
Yes. Exactly. And that's huge because these molecules are localized to within about 10 nanometers. If you're putting them into 30 nanometer bins, you're throwing away all that precision.
That seems like such an obvious solution when you put it that way. Why wasn't this done before?
Well, the computational challenge was finding a way to do it efficiently. The researchers here, led by teams from Nankai University and UC Berkeley, came up with this pre-shifting approach that limits the search radius. So instead of comparing everything to everything, you're only looking within a small area.
And that makes it faster.
Way faster. We're talking over 100 times faster than the old direct cross-correlation method. And get this, over 10,000 times faster than the redundant approaches. They're getting drift corrections done in seconds that used to take days.
That's incredible. So what does this mean practically? Like, for researchers actually using these microscopes?
It means they can get better images faster and more reliably. The paper shows examples with all kinds of biological structures: red blood cells, mitochondria, the endoplasmic reticulum. And in cases where the old methods just completely failed, NP-Cloud worked perfectly.
And they even extended it to three dimensions, right? I saw that in the paper.
Yes. That's another cool part. They developed NP-Cloud 3D, which corrects for drift in all three spatial dimensions. This is especially useful when you don't have a focus lock on your microscope, which is pretty common in many labs.
So it's not just faster and more accurate. It's also more accessible because you don't need as much fancy equipment.
Exactly. And here's maybe the best part. They've made the code open source. It's available under a Creative Commons license, so any lab can download it and start using it right away.
That's really important for science. Making these tools available to everyone. No paywalls, no proprietary software.
Right. And they included tons of example data too, so people can test it out and see how it works with different types of samples. The researchers tested it on everything from sparse features to really dense, complex structures.
I'm curious about the name, though. Why cloud? Is it because of how the data looks when you plot it?
Yeah. When they plot all those paired displacements, it creates this cloud-like distribution. If there's no drift, the cloud centers right at zero. If there is drift, the cloud shifts, and they can measure exactly how much by finding the center of that cloud.
That's actually a really elegant visualization. And they use an iterative process to refine it, right?
Yep. They keep correcting and recalculating until it converges to the right answer. It's like zeroing in on the truth step by step. usually takes just a few iterations.
And they also developed this RRNP cloud version, which is like a two-pass approach.
Right. That's resampled reference NP cloud. After the first round of correction, they create a new reference image that has way more structural information, and then run the correction again. It's only twice as slow as regular NP cloud, but it gives even better results, especially for challenging datasets.
So it's like, you get a rough correction first, then use that to make a better reference point, and correct again, more precisely.
Perfect summary. And the beauty is, it still only takes seconds. They showed examples where other methods took literally days and still didn't work as well.
This feels like one of those advances that's going to become standard really quickly. Like, why would you use anything else once this is available?
I think you're right. The combination of speed, accuracy, and robustness is just, it's hard to compete with that. Plus, the fact that it works reliably without a lot of parameter tweaking is huge for practical use.
Yeah, because scientists don't want to spend hours fiddling with settings. They want to collect data and get results.
Exactly. And the paper mentions that other methods often require trial and error with varied settings before you hopefully get acceptable results. NP Cloud pretty much just works.
Well, this has been fascinating. Is there anything else about NP Cloud that really stands out to you?
I think the 3D capability is really underrated. Being able to correct drift in three dimensions without needing a focus lock opens up a lot of possibilities for labs that don't have the fanciest equipment. It's democratizing access to high-quality super-resolution imaging.
That's a great point. Science moves forward when we make tools accessible. All right. Well, thanks for breaking this down with me, Alex. This was the Origine Podcast, and we'll catch you next time.
Thanks, Jamie. See you all next time.